在忙碌一周之后，就是在教会一起来敬拜神，念主耶稣祝福我们。
We thank God for His grace that He has safely guided us here after a week of work. May God bless us all.
感谢神我们上个礼拜在台湾所举开的联总的各项会议都能够很顺利的完成。
We thank God that various meetings have smoothly concluded in Taiwan.
所以许多的代表从各地聚在一起来讨论教会发展的事情。
Several representatives had gathered there to discuss the development of the church.
那针对教会的在真理上的合一，以及一些应该要教会努力积极去执行的一些工作大家共同商讨的一些结论。
Concerning unity and matters that need development within the church, they have reached some conclusions.
还是因为有弟兄姐妹不断的在各地方代祷求神能够怜悯带领所以各项会议呢能够顺利的举开。
And this is because brothers and sisters have urgently prayed for this, that God may guide their meeting.
那所以我们今天在这里一起来。查考这个题目拣选生命。
Today we'll discuss the topic choose life.
我们现在请大家翻开生命记三十章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
我们现在看第十九节。
Verse 19.
生命记三十章十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19.
我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生命、生死、祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
20. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live.
20节说，
20.
且爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他。因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。
20. That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life.
这样你就可以在主你向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。
And the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them.
那这一段可以说是摩西在摩押平原向以色列选民做了一系列的宣告之后的结论。
This is the conclusion after a series of reminders given by Moses in the plain of Moab.
就是我们如果还记得生命记我们在这一个月读来的那个结构。
If we remember the structure of Deuteronomy,
他从第一章到第四章就是他讲回顾过去的历史。
Chapters 1 to 4 reminisces history.
五章到第十一章就是重申神很重要的律法。
Chapters 5 to 11 discuss important laws of God.
对，从十二章到二十六章就是特别吩咐他们进入迦南地之后应该要谨守遵行的法则。
Chapter 12 to 26 records the commandments which they must keep once they enter the land of Canaan.
就是在跟他们先预告在迦南地的时候所会遇到的试探引诱，以及他们可能会所做的选择。
He foretells the tribulations that they will encounter and temptations they will encounter in the land of Canaan.
那从第三从二十七章开始到三十章。
From chapter 27 to 30.
那这个就是他给以色列百姓在他们面前陈明了生死祸福不同的选择，要让他们自己可以自由的选。
Records the decisions that the Israelites must make between cursing and blessing.
也就是说，祝福跟咒诅都很清楚的陈明在他们面前，他们可以自己选你要哪一项。
Blessing and cursing are clearly placed before them, and it is up to them to choose which they desire.
那 所以三十章的第十九节啊，他就说：“我将生死祸福陈明在你们面前呢。”
This is why it writes in verse 19, "I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing."
那所以他们可以选啊，这自由选，你要哪一项？
They have the freedom to choose which they want.
但是接下去，所以你要拣选生命啊，这就是神的心意，也是摩西啊对百姓很忠诚的劝告。
This is therefore choose life, and this is God's will and Moses a stern reminder.
如果拣选生命，会有什么结果？
What will be the result if they choose life?
那这个生命是什么？
And what is life?
生命跟死亡是对比的。
Life is the opposite of death.
因为我们从中文圣经有时候看不太出来，他当说选所讲的这个生命，你选择之后会有什么结果？
Perhaps in the Chinese translation, what they will receive if they choose life is not clear.
但是他拣选生命之后，他有底下五个很重要的结果了。
However, it lists out five consequences of choosing life.
也就是说。他说：“你和你的后裔可以存活。”
First,
这是第一点。
You and your descendants may live.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
第一句话说：“你可以爱主你的神。”
That you may love the Lord your God.
就是拣选生命之后，可以爱主我们的神。
Once we choose God, we can love Him.
第三个。
Thirdly.
他说：“要听从他的话。”
That you may obey His voice.
就是。你可以听他的声音。
You can hear his voice.
拣选生命之后，耳朵才会通。
And only after you choose life will you be able to listen.
第四个，他说专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。
And that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days.
就是说，他是你的生命，神就是我们的生命。
God is our life.
我们如果专靠他，我们就可以存活。
If we cling to him, then we will have life.
所以，拣选生命基本上就是我们跟神联系很密切的联系在一起了。
Therefore, to choose life is to be intimately connected to God.
第五个。
Fifthly.
他说：“这样你就可以在主向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。”
And that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
也就是说，可以住在神应许的土地上，世世代代啊，不会啊被消灭。
That is to say that they will not perish in the land of which the Lord promised to their ancestors.
也就是说，神的应许能够在他们世世代代的子孙里面应验。
That is to say that God's promise will be fulfilled in their generations.
神的应许是要给他们安息。
God's promise is for them to have peace.
就是在这个流奶以蜜的土地上啊，可以得到神的祝福，他们可以真的超乎万民之上啊，得到荣耀神的这个啊权柄。
That is that they will be able to dwell in the land promised to them by God and to be blessed to.Be a nation that is separate.
那所以这个就是摩西他最后他的结论。
This is Moses' conclusion.
今天我们在信仰生活当中，随时都在做选择。
We often make decisions in our spiritual faith.
我们每一天基本上做很多很多选择，各项各样啊，各种不同的事情。
We make various decisions regarding various matters.
有些选择我们如果做错了还无所谓。
Some decisions do not matter as much.
它可能影响可是可能只是一天的短暂时间。
Perhaps its side effects are shorter.
但是有一些选择做错了，可能一辈子。
But if we make some wrong decisions,
就好像选择跟什么样的对象结婚。
For example, in marriage.
或者是我们选择做什么样的行业。
Or in our career.
有可能就。改变了我们人生这个生活的方向了。
Then these decisions may change the direction of our lives.
但是不管在这世上有什么样选择，基本上都是一生之久而已。
But no matter what decisions we make, most decisions only last one lifetime.
但是只有一个选择是会关乎到永生。
Only one decision concerns eternity.
就是不止今生这个生命，这个生活。
And it does not refer to this present life.
包括我们在这个肉体生命之后啊，所要面对的啊是永恒的，不管是啊祝福咒诅，就是永生或者永死。
It is concerning eternal life or eternal condemnation.
那所以今天我们选择我们的信仰，选择要不要啊跟随这位神，是跟我们永远的生命有关系的。
The decision of whether or not we follow God is directly related to our eternal life.
所以这里圣经提醒我们要拣选生命。
Here it tells us that we must choose life.
那这当中的一些内涵，我们要仔细的看。
And we must look at the content in these directions.
摩西他说：“我把生死祸福摆在你们面前，让你们选择。”
Moses said, "I have set before you life and death."
那祝福的部分呢，其实从第一章开始，摩西就一直讲了。
And Moses reiterated these blessings starting from chapter 1.
那这个也就是神的选民啊，他们从主领受的应许。
These are promises from God to his chosen people.
因为这些百姓是神的，神特选的。
Because these are people chosen by God.
在第二十七章的第九节啊。
In chapter 27, verse 9.
第二十七章的第九节。
Chapter 27, verse 9.
摩西和祭司利未人小于以色列众人说，以色列啊，要默默静听，你今日成为主你神的百姓了。
9. Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, Take heed and listen, O Israel.
第十节。
This day you have become the people of the Lord your God.
第十节说，所以要听从主你神的话，遵行他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
10. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes which I command you today.
你看他这里特别说，今日神呢，已经拣选你们成为他自己的百姓了。
He especially mentions that God has chosen them for his people.
这是神的爱啊，临到这群人身上。
The love of God has descended upon these people.
所以神他是守约施慈爱的，他就照他所讲过的话，就把这个雅各的这些子孙啊特别照顾。
And since God is loving and faithful, He kept His promise to Isaac.
也就是说，神真的承认也接纳这一群人，虽然他们是硬着颈项的。
Although these people are stiff-necked, the Lord recognizes them.
那现在这个仆人呢、啊，他特别强调说要听主神的话。
And the servant of God tells these people that they must listen to His word.
要遵守他的话就得福气。
If they listen to his commandments, then they will be blessed.
那在第二十七章啊，从第十一节开始到第十二节啊，他就讲祝福，他就只简单的说，要在这个基利心上啊，为百姓祝福，就是宣告祝福。
In chapter 27, verse 11 to 12, it describes the blessings to each tribe.
就是六个支派啊，他要站在基利心山上，然后为百姓祝福。
Six tribes shall stand on Mount Gerizim, and they will be blessed.
它其实是指的是这些祭司利未人，他们要宣告，要为百姓祝福。
And he is telling the priests to bless these people.
但是从十五节开始呢，他就宣告了一连串的咒诅啊。
However, starting from verse 15, he proclaims a series of curses.
他要站在以巴路山上哦，宣告咒诅，然后利未人要向以色列众人要这样高声的说。
They shall stand on Mount Ebal and be cursed.
那这一段话，百姓听完之后，每一句他们宣告完之后，都要说阿门。
After each phrase, the people shall answer and say Amen.
那如果我们看，为什么他这一段特别把这个咒诅列得那么清楚
？Why are these curses so clearly listed？
也就是说，要百姓他们都亲耳听到，他们有回应说，是的，这个事情如果这样做的话，就会。这个结果就实现在我们面前。
Why is it that the people have to listen to each one of these curses and reply?
其实这一段经文宣告咒诅的用意，就是要让百姓可以真的从心里面愿意敬畏神。
The purpose of listing out these curses is so that the people can have a heart of reverence.
要从他们内心除掉偶像。
And they shall put out the idols in their hearts.
所以第十五节特别强调不可有偶像。
Therefore, in verse 15, it says that there shall be no idols.
然后第十六节特别强调要孝敬父母。
In verse 16, it says that one must honor his parents.
所以这个就是你看神要求我们人在地上要尊敬天上的父，也要孝敬在地上的父母。
And here tells us that while we are on the earth, we must revere God and honor our parents.
从十七节到第十九节，他所强调就是要如果敬畏神的，就会连续那个软弱的。
Verse 17 to 19 describes that if one follows God, then he will have pity on the poor.
也就是说，他不会去欺压那些贫穷的、困苦的。
He won't oppress the poor.
爱不会用权力去压制别人。
Nor use authority to oppress others.
所以能够真的展现出神的性情，就是真的有怜悯、有爱心。
He will rather manifest the likeness of God and have mercy.
从二十节到二十三节，我们看到他一连串的宣告咒诅，都是为了要维护婚姻家庭的伦理。
From verses 22 to 23, support the and protect marriage.
也就是说，人间的这个家庭，这是社会最基础的单位，一定要能够维护，按照神的法则这个。按真理来运作。
Since the family is the basic unit of society, they must act according to God's law.
也就是说，要保持圣洁。
They shall maintain purity.
在婚姻家庭里面，一定要抓住圣洁的原则。
In family life, they must hold on to the concept of purity.
神的名是圣洁的名，一定要能够去绝这个污秽。
And since God's people is a consecrated one, they must put out uncleanliness.
那从第24节到25节
From verse 24 to 25,
他特别提到说不可以杀人。
It mentions that people should not murder.
也就是说人的命是这个生命是神给的，是主权在神手上。
For life is from God.
人不可以用自己的手段去夺取人的命。
And one should not use his own means to take away the life of another.
不管是借自己的手还是借了别人的手。
Whether through his own hand or another.
好，最后他第二十六节就是强调要坚守神的律法。
Lastly, in verse 26, it mentions that people must keep all the words of the law.
二十六节特别说，不坚守遵行这律法言语的，必受咒诅。百姓都要说阿门。
26, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law, and all the people shall say amen.
那是当时候众百姓全部都听到的，他们要这样回应的。
The multitude.After hearing these words, must reply with amen.
也就是说，他们当他们不愿意坚守遵行神的这些话语的时候，他们会受咒诅。他们要说是的，这个事情诚然是这样子。
And the fact that they will be cursed if they transgress God's law is something that they must say amen to.
所以今天百姓其实他们都共同愿意遵守，他们同意的。
The people of Israel.Agreed upon
他们也相信神的话会实现的。
And they believe that God's words will be fulfilled.
可是人往往就是这样，现在知道是一回事，但是以后会不会继续这样子，一直很清楚记住这样的一个提醒，那就很难说了。
But it is hard to say for man to continue to keep a promise.
因为我们人常常都是记忆力很短的。
Because our memories are short.
因为有时候这个环境一变迁之后，人员一变，我们可能就会忽略当初所讲过的话，或者是我们所认定的这个法则。
Once our environment have changed, then we might forget what we promised to do.
因为我们人是善变的。
Because men are fickle.
那我们人也是记忆力都是很短暂的，能够记住的事情基本上都有一个时限。
And our memories are short-lived.
所以为什么我们要常常看神的话语？
And this is why we must often look at the words of God.
那借着这些神所吩咐的诫命律例呢，来反省我们，我们到底在生活当中在做选择的依据在哪里？
And after looking at reading the word of God, we will ponder whether or not we have kept this.
其实圣经里面他所提到的这个神的话语呢，他特别在二三十章强调它的特性是什么？
In chapter 20 to 30, it emphasizes on the character of God's words.
神的这些律法，他的命令并不是很难去遵守的。
God's commandments are not hard to keep.
因为他说要坚守，如果不坚守的话，会受咒诅啊。
It tells us that if we do not keep them, then we will be cursed.
那有时候我们人就有疑问呢、啊？那这个神的话语这么难这么多，我怎么有办法遵守呢？
We might doubt. about how we will go about keeping all these laws.
我们看回来三十章。
Let's look back to chapter 30.
三十章。
Chapter 30.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节，我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的。
11. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off.
也就是说，这些神的话语不是太深奥。
God's commandments are not too mysterious.
不是离你很远，其实不是你听不到，或者是你没有办法没有办法去领受的。
They are not such a great distance away that it is difficult for us to receive.
第十二节说，不是在天上，使你说谁替我们上天取下来，使我们可以听见啊，所以我们听见可以遵行呢
？12. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it.
不是在天上，就是说，并不会说我们看不见，因为在天上，在这个天以外，我们就看不到了嘛。
And it is not in heaven where we can't see it.
有时候神的事情是隐藏的，我们看不到啊。
Some of God's matters are hidden and we do not see them.
所以不是在天上，表示它并不是我们真的没办法体验的。
When it says here that God's law is not in heaven, it is to say that it is not so far away that we cannot experience.
而是这个神的话语已经道成肉身在我们当中了。
Rather, God's word has come into flesh and has come among us.
神的话，你看今天主耶稣基督哈，他特别强调他的特性就是道成肉身在我们当中。
And Jesus Christ emphasized that he was the word and he was in flesh.
所以今天主耶稣基督他把他这个神的诫命把它带到我们人间，让我们每一个人都可以了解，也能够谨守遵行的。
Jesus Christ brought God's commandments to people so that we may understand and keep them.
也就是说，是跟我们都有切身关系的。
And they have a close relationship with all of us.
不是远在天边呢。
It is not far off and lofty.
第十三节说，也不是在海外，使你说谁替我们过海取得来，使我们听见可以遵行呢
？13. Nor is it beyond the sea that you shall say, "Who will go over to the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?"
所以神的话语并不是会有距离，不是会有这个世代之间的差异的。
There is no generational gap, in God's word.
以前的世代，要出国这是一个大事。
And in past generations, to leave the country was a great.
资讯不流通的时代，一个地区所发生的事情，可能要辗转经过好多手之后，才传到一个地方去。
And since technology was not so advanced, it took a longer time for information to be passed around.
但是现在，真的不管世界上发生什么事情，只要网络一上，马上在各地的地方人都可以看到。
Presently, as soon as we get on the internet, and we can find out everything that's happening around the world.
所以神的话并不现在已经不是说在很远的地方我们不能够听到了。
God's word is no longer something that is so far away and we cannot hear it.
神的道理真的是已经超越空间的。
And it has transcended the heavens.
我们distant. 我们今天是可以只要我们愿意，我们都可以听到很多美好的见证或道理。
If we are willing, then we have the opportunity to listen to many sermons and testimonies.
所以神的话不是在海外，就在我们现在在这里。
God's word is not over the sea; it is among us.
十四节说这个话离你很近，就在你的口中，在你的心里，使你可以遵行。
14. But the word is very near you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it.
所以今天神的话离我们很近。
The word of God is close to us.
今天我们圣经一打开，我们都可以领受。
And the minute we open our Bibles, we can receive it.
如果我们看诗篇四十篇。
If we look at Psalm 40, verse 4.
诗篇四十篇。
Psalm 40.
四十篇，我们如果看第八节。
Psalm 40, verse 8.
诗篇四十篇第八节说：“我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。”
8. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
第九节，我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇。主啊，这是你所知道的。
9. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know.
第十节，我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩。我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
10. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly.
所以今天神的话就在我们的口中，在我们的心里。
God's word is in our mouths and in our hearts.
也就是说，是我们可以不断诵读的。
We can proclaim it over and over.
我们的心里面可以不断的去思想。
We can meditate on it within our heart.
那这个神的话在我们心里的时候，其实我们若愿意乐意照他的行，我们就可以领受到啊神的这个祝福了。
If we do according to God's word, then we can receive the blessings that come with them.
那所以我们的嘴唇所传讲的啊，就是神的话语，神他的公义的作为。
Our lips will proclaim God's faithfulness, His loving kindness, and His truth.
所以我们听到弟兄姐妹的见证，其实这个就是在宣告神他的应许实现在我们人间。
When we share testimonies, we are proclaiming that God has manifested Himself among us.
所以神的话，他说现在要在我们口中不断的传颂，让我们的心里作为思想。
God's word shall be proclaimed within our mouth, and it shall be meditated within our hearts.
那这些话语就是生死祸福的选择。
And these words are the decision between life and death, cursing and blessing.
因为神的许多祝福基本上它都带着条件。
For many of God's blessings, carry prerequisite.
它的条件就是我们人愿意照着去做。
His condition is that we should do accordingly.
今天神拣选我们，其实不是我们去选他的。
It is God who has chosen us,
不是
not us who has chosen God.
不是我们人多会选，我们有办法去选择这位神呢、啊、
？And it is not because of our great ability that we choose God.
所以我们一定要先了解，我们今天被神拣选，这是出于神主动的恩典。
We have been chosen by God, because of His proactive grace.
约翰福音第十五章，主耶稣特别这样子提醒他的门徒。
In John chapter 15, Jesus Christ reminds his disciples.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章啊、如果我们啊、去看第十六节。
John chapter 15 verse 16.
不是你们拣选的我，是我拣选的你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that wherever, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
那这个就是神在基督里面拣选我们的目的。
God in Jesus Christ chose us for this very purpose.
他要拣选我们去结果子。
He chose us to bear fruit.
那而且这个果子要长存，就是说要常常有生活上美好的表现。
This fruit shall remain, and we shall manifest our good works in our lives.
那这样子，他说我们的祷告就蒙垂听。
And in this way, God will incline His ear to our.
所以现在神他拣选我们去结果子，就是说我们能够在用我们的生命去彰显神的信实。
We should bear fruit to manifest God's faithfulness in our lives.
也就是说，这个福气是神讲过的。
These are blessings that have been proclaimed by God.
愿意去做的，他就能够体验。
Whoever is willing to do accordingly will be blessed.
所以他的福气，让人可以联系到是从神来的。
And through one person's blessing, he can allow others to see that the blessings have come from God.
所以当我们愿意遵守神的话语的时候
，When we are willing to obey God's word,
我们必然能够。体验神话语的力量。
We are able to experience the power in His word.
那神的这个作为就可以让众人看到，然后我们今天生命都成为神的见证人。
Since God's works are manifested in our lives, we allow others to see God in us.
所以主他先主动拣选我们，给我们恩典。
Jesus Christ took the initiative to choose us and bless us.
他给我们的生命都有一个目的。
He has a purpose for us in our lives.
就是能够来荣耀他。
That is to glorify him.
让众人可以因着我们而相信，对，来跟从这位主是有福气的。
That through us, others can know that by believing in Christ, they have blessing.
但是现在神把他的话语摆在我们面前。
God's word is placed before us.
他要我们做选择。
He wants us to make a decision.
他不要强迫我们去做什么我们不愿意做的事。
He does not want to force us to do things that we do not want to do.
所以如果我们愿意从心里面啊来敬畏他，来跟从他。
If we respect him and revere him and follow him from the bottom of our heart.
那这些福气就跟随我们。
Then these blessings will follow us.
所以今天我们选择生命。
Today we choose life.
他让我们得到永生。
And it allows us to have eternal life.
因为神就成为我们的生命。
For God becomes our life.
那我们手里所做的就能够得到神的带领，能够顺利。
And the work of our hands will be guided and blessed by God.
所以今天如果我们是一个爱神的人呢
？If we are people who love God.
其实我们一定会遵守他的命令的。
Then we will obey his commandments.
拣选生命就是我们愿意听神的话，我们相信神的话语。
To choose life is to believe God's word.
那接下去我们就会爱他，就会守他的话。
And then we will love him and obey his commandments.
所以你看他在第三十章他特别提到这个爱主的人他就会听从神的话，会专心靠他。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, it mentions that one who obeys God, who will cling to him.
也会爱神的话，会爱神呢。
And he will love the Lord his God.
那这个就是选择生命的具体表现了。
And this is the tangible manifestation of choosing life.
那我们今天，其实我们在生活当中会碰到许多的障碍。
Today in life we encounter many hindrances.
也就是说，有时候我们人也会做表面功夫的。
And perhaps we may carry out tasks on the surface level.
也就是说，我们有时候可能会因着一些因素，我们也会这样做，但是可能不是从心里面真的这样想。
And perhaps we may go through the motions of carrying out various tasks, but not have our hearts in it.
那如果是这样的，不是从心里面真的去愿意顺服神的。这样的生活过不了多久。
If we do not follow God sincerely from our hearts, then we cannot follow for long.
也就是说，可能跟随神靠他一段时间，但是之后可能就改变了。
Perhaps we can rely on God for a little while, but afterwards we will change our minds.
你看神他透过摩西在三十章的地方一开头他就跟百姓这样预告了。
And God foretold this to his people through Moses in the beginning of chapter 30.
第三十章一开头，我所陈明在你面前的这一切咒诅都临到你身上。你在主你神追赶你到的万民万国中，必心里追念祝福的话。
30. Now it shall come to pass when all these things shall come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you.
这是先讲结果，就是当百姓他们不愿意遵守神的话的时候，最后就是分散在万国当中了。
He has laid out the conclusion of the consequence of not obeying God's word, that they will be scattered among nations.
但是等到他们遇到灾祸的时候，就会想起这个当初为什么没有选择祝福。
When they encounter woes, then they will think and wonder why they did not choose life.
他们那时候就会发现自己当初做了错误的选择。
They will realize that they had made the wrong decision.
然后才会想到说，那我应该来追求福气才对。
And only then will they think to pursue blessing instead.
我们人通常也都是这样，在福中的时候，人在祝福当中的时候，不会去珍惜。
And when we are in good times, we do not treasure what we have.
通常都是失去的时候才觉得说早知道这样子就应该怎么改变。
It is only when we lose something that we start to ponder upon what we should have done.
但是有时候我们人就是这样子没有经历一件事情就不会醒悟。
But man is like this. We do not awaken if we do not experience suffering.
那这是很普通，但是这样的做法就不是智慧人了。
And this is common, but if one does this, then he is not a wise man.
我们现在成为神的百姓，我们得到神的这些话语啊，其实就是要让我们成为智慧人了。
And the purpose for us to be called by God and to be called His people is so that we can receive blessing.
智慧人就是我们相信神的话语。
Is to be a wise man and to obey God's word.
在祝福当中的时候，就紧紧的抓住祝福，绝对不会去做错误的选择。
And in blessing, we'll continue to follow His commandments and we'll not make the wrong decisions.
所以我们不会对我们所做过的事情懊悔，我们不会说啊，早知道我要怎样。
We will not regret over decisions we have made, saying, "If I had known sooner, I would have done this."
而是我们已经知道一定会有这个结果，所以我们不会这样做。
Rather, we will think and know the consequence that will come afterwards, and we will not choose to do the wrong thing.
对我们人常常在后悔的时候，都是早知道嘛。
And we often say in regret, "If I had known."
其实我们对祝福跟咒诅，我们是已经很清楚知道的。
But we clearly know the actions that will lead to cursing or blessing.
所以现在三十章，现在最后摩西他给百姓提出一个很重要的劝勉呢。
Moses delivers an important encouragement to the people.
他说：“人如果在这个。”后悔当中呢，第二节说要尽心尽性归向主你的神。
In their regret, in verse 2, and you shall return to the Lord your God and obey His voice.
这个从心里面愿意来顺服神的。
And they shall be able to submit to God with their heart.
如果人能够这样子愿意从心里顺服，第三节他说一定再一次经历神的连续。
If they willingly submit to God, then the Lord God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you.
所以神会怜悯他们，把他们重新再召集回来。
The Lord will call them back from captivity.
把他们再一次带领进入这个应许的迦南美地。
And God will bring them into the land of Canaan.
那个时候神就会让百姓再一次的经历神是信实，神的福气真美好。
And once again, God will allow them to experience how wonderful His law is.
所以，我们今天看到了历史真的照神所说的在进行着。
And history passes according to God's will.
也就是说，神是历史的主宰者。
And history is within God's hand.
现在以色列选民他们的历史已经呈现在世人眼前。
The history of the Israelites is displayed before all.
我们看了圣经所记录的这些祝福跟咒诅的话语宣告。
And we clearly see the proclamations regarding cursing and blessing.
我们真的可以说，神说的每一句话都应验的。
Every word of God will be fulfilled.
那今天我们是属灵的神的选民。
Today we are the spiritual people of God.
这些历史，我们要怎么样来让这个福气呈现在我们的身上呢？
How can we allow these blessings to be manifested in our lives?
关键就是我们愿意谨守遵行他的话语。
The key is to take heed and listen to his law.
我们愿意从心里面把这些污秽除掉。
And to put out these impurities from our hearts.
所以拣选生命不是只是一个口号。
To choose life is not only a slogan.
而是看第六节。
Verse 6.
主你的神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱主你的神，使你可以存活。
6. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live.
这个是神的作为。
These are the works of God.
神要把我们心里跟你后裔心里的污秽除掉，就是在心里行割礼。
The Lord God will circumcise our hearts and the hearts of our descendants.
今天神他把圣灵赐给我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
借着主耶稣基督成全的救恩，今天我们领受应许的圣灵。
And through the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ, we have received the Holy Spirit.
就是要让我们真的可以除掉污秽的。
And this is so that we can truly put out these impurities.
因为有时候我们人心里固然愿意，但是常常肉体软弱。
Because As men, we are willing, the heart is willing, but the flesh is weak.
可是主耶稣来了以后，他就改变这一切，人的罪性的问题了。
Once Jesus Christ came, he took care of the matter of men's sinful nature.
所以神现在他把他的灵，他的话放在我们心里。
God has put His words and His Spirit in our hearts.
要让我们真的从心里面愿意选择他所祝福的话语。
So that we can truly desire to obey His word from our heart.
看耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节主说：日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
第三十三节。
33.
主说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
33. But this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
这些日子已经到了。
These days have come.
当主耶稣来的时候，
When Jesus Christ came,
这个神的话语，神的灵啊，这个新的约啊，就在我们的心上了。
God's covenant, His word, and His spirit are all within our hearts.
哦，所以今天神把他的灵放在我们里面。
God has put His spirit in our hearts.
要让我们可以真的认识他。
That we may truly understand Him and know Him.
我们跟真的认识的。神的信实，看到神的慈爱。
To recognize God's faithfulness and His loving kindness.
我们也看到神他是愿意赦免我们人的过犯的。
And we recognize that God is willing to forgive our transgressions. 那
我们他要我们从心里面能够很诚实的来跟从他，来照他所说的话去做。虽然有时候我们人看得很困难。
He desires that we sincerely try to come to.Walk according to His covenant, although it may seem difficult to man.
但其实有神的灵帮助我们会觉得说，其实很简单的。
With the help of God's Spirit, we will see that it is easy.
有时候是我们人想太多。
Many times we overthink.
我们就有很多顾虑。
And we have many worries.
今天不管是我们教会的工作，我们个人的生活都是这样子。
And it is this way, whether in church or within our own matters.
愿意拣选生命的，其实就是能够经历神的祝福，能够对神的作为啊欢呼喜乐。
To choose life is to experience God's work and to delight in God's works.
今天我们教会2017年刚好100年。
This year is 2017 and has been 100 years since the church was established.
所以这次的联总的会议特别有一个。100周年的感恩聚会。
And the General Assembly has planned a centennial service.
但是在从各国的报告里面呢，小弟是发现一个事实。
I have realized a fact, and within the reports, the meeting minutes from several countries.
从宣道的角度来看，基本上大部分的地区。受洗的人数这几年都是逐年减少。
In most regions, the number of people being baptized have declined.
这是全球性的，只有一个例外。
And this is a common a global phenomenon with the exception of one region.
就中国大陆的教会日益兴旺。
The churches in China continue to prosper day by day.
他们，我。有些地区 的受洗人数基本上 都是很明显的 减低的，跟几年前比起来。
And for many regions, the number of people baptized have significantly declined.
那表示在这个很进步的社会里面，大家选择的就是眼前所看到的。
In this advanced society, many people choose what they see before their eyes.
就是世上的好处。
The benefits of the world.
但是在中国地区的教会呢，他们今年的成就是最近这一年的成长跟去年是增加了 136%， 他的成长是今年比去年多了将近40%。
The growth of the church and churches in China have increased 40%。
也就是说，他们很积极的在宣道。
They are proactively evangelizing。
去年教会啊、增加的信徒是8000多位，将近9000位。
And over 8,000 people have been baptized over the past year。
那表示说，弟兄姐妹他们很相信神的话语。
And from this we can tell that brothers and sisters truly believe God's word.
选择生命。
They have chosen life.
选择遵守神的吩咐。
They have chosen to follow God's command.
他们就照着圣经的指示去见证，去传福音。
According to the words in the Bible, they continue to establish the church.
真的许多地区的教会，他们都是真的是全教会同心合意的来做宣道工作。
Many churches are united as one in evangelism.
那因着去做宣道，结果教会问题就变少了。
Through evangelism, the problems in the church decrease.
他们出去把神所说的这个生死祸福的这些话语讲清楚。
And they go out and clearly proclaim the message of the decision between life and death, curse and blessing.
神的灵就工作，这个信的人就多了。
The work of God, the Spirit of God will work, and the members' numbers will increase.
所以，当我们愿意听从神的话，照着去做的时候，我们就经历神的作为。
When we do according to God's word, we will experience blessing.
所以今天教会的工作推动，其实是照着神的指示来做的。
The church shall be developed according to God's command.
我们个人的生活，我们灵命的成长，也是按照神所设定的法则来进行的。
And our pastoral work should be done according to God's laws also.
所以我们如果相信圣经里面所记的这些话语，
If we truly believe the words recorded in the Bible,
那我们一起来这样遵行。
Let us keep it together.
我们请来看30章的第9节、第十节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10.
你若肯听从主你神的话，谨守这律法书上所写的诫命律例，又尽心尽性归向主你的神，他必使你所理所办的一切事，并你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地土所产的，都绰绰有余，因为主必在喜悦你，降福给你，像从前喜悦你列祖一样。
10. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book of law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
第十节。
Excuse me, verse 9. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, the fruit of your body, the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers.
那这个是圣经的应许，让我们一起来这样子谨守遵行。
Since this is the promise of the Bible, let us keep this promise together.
让我们尽心尽性的回归到神的祝福里。
Let us return into God's law, His commandments with all our heart.
让我们手里所办的事情能够顺利。
So that the work of our hand will be successful.
让我们的家庭、我们的教会都能够蒙福。
And so that our church and our families may be blessed.
我们都能够再一次的在主里面得喜悦。
So that we can rejoice in the Lord once again.
神当初怎么样祝福他的选民，今天也一样要祝福我们所有他的百姓。
God will bless us today in the same manner just as he did his people.
只要我们愿意来归向他。
As long as we are willing to turn to him.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
225首。
225.